Chapter 15. The Attack.
An hour passed, and still we waited.
Suddenly, Joyce whipped up his musket and fired. This was followed by shots from the trees. Some of the bullets struck the log house, but none entered. I rushed to load Joyce's gun, as that was my chore for the attack. While I worked, the captain quizzed the men on what they had seen. It soon became obvious that the pirates were grouped mostly north of the stockade. With a loud shout, a little swarm of pirates ran from the woods on the north side and headed for the stockade wall. At the same moment, shots rang out from the woods. One shot hit the doctor's musket. The pirates swarmed over the fence like monkeys. Squire and Gray continued to fire and three men fell, but four more kept coming while shots continued from the woods. The running pirates reached the log house quickly. One pirate grabbed Hunter's musket through the wall by its barrel and wrenched it from his hands. Then he turned and hit Hunter in the head, knocking him to the ground. Another pirate appeared at the door and attacked the doctor with his cutlass. The log house was smoky, which made it hard for the pirates to find us. Still, I heard cries, confusion, and pistol shots.
"Out, lads!" the captain shouted. "Fight them in the open!"
I snatched a cutlass from the pile, and someone at the same time snatched another, giving me a cut across the knuckles that I barely felt. I dashed out the door. I saw the doctor chase one pirate halfway down the hill and send him sprawling with a great slash. I continued my run and found myself face to face with the pirate Anderson. He raised his sword above his head, the blade sparkling in the sun. I leaped to one side, stumbled, and rolled headlong down the slope. Gray had rushed down the hill and quickly cut down the pirate who chased me. From the ground, I looked around. One pirate lay bleeding outside the house, clearly shot through one of the loopholes that he'd been planning to use himself. The doctor had disposed of another. Thus, of the four who had rushed up the hill to attack us, only one remained, and I spotted him scrambling back over the wall.
"Back to cover," the doctor shouted.
"Fire from the house."
We ran full speed for the shelter. The log house had cleared of smoke, and we saw then that our victory had been costly. Hunter lay unconscious from being struck by his own musket. Joyce lay near him, shot through the head. In the center of the room, the squire spotted the captain.
"He's wounded.
Have they run?"
the captain asked.
"All that could," the doctor said. "But all told, five will never run again."
There were no more shots from the pirates, and we had a quiet time to regroup. The squire and I cooked outside to spare the wounded the weight of the smoke. The doctor did all he could to save Hunter, but the man never woke up and passed away in the night. The captain's wounds were serious, but not fatal. The doctor announced that he must move as little as possible. My own slight cut across the knuckles needed nothing more than a quick bandage. This left only three grown men capable of fighting: the doctor, the squire, and Gray. After dinner, the squire, the doctor, and the captain huddled in a brief discussion. Afterward, the doctor took up the chart and armed himself. Then he crossed the fence on the north side and set off briskly through the woods.
"Is Dr. Livesley mad?" Gray asked.
"I believe the doctor is off to see Ben Gunn," I said.
As I looked after the doctor, I thought of the coolness of the trees where the doctor now walked. Somehow this made the heat of the stockade all the worse, and I found I had an idea of my own.